interview.
Okay, thank you, Jim. This has been a really exciting day on the river because not only after some cold, ugly days, that we have a beautiful day and high water on a beautiful day. We had some close to breaking records, and people seem to feel a lot better coming off the river. With me, we'll start here with the adult youth class, a brand new class, and we've got David Dugas. And now David has been, okay, you have been doing the General Clinton now for many years, because I've read your name a lot. How many years have you been down?
I believe this is the 23rd year.
23rd year. Now, you come down here with a 16-year-old, and my first question, or this is Zach, and is it Thiem? Team. Okay, Zach Thiem is 16 years old. My first question for one of the people who was pitting for you or whatever is, okay, well, is that his grandson? And they said, no, whatever, you know, that's his grandson. I saw you pick up oh, there he is, okay. And I thought, okay, well, then I said, how did these two hook up? Zach, tell us, how did you hook up with Dave here?
Well, a couple of years ago, I started paddling, and we live in the Millers River in Athol, and there's a big paddling community around there. So I just started paddling with different people, and last year, I wasn't planning on doing the 70, I was planning on pitting for somebody. And Dave called me up because he'd only paddle a few times, and he asked me to do it. So I said, sure, and I'll try it, and kind of stuck.
Now, is this your first or second year?
My second year.
Second year. What's it like paddling with this young 16-year-old?
Well, you can't beat youth, for one thing, and he's very talented. He's got a good nose for water. Really can ride waves, and really, really got a lot of savvy for a 16-year-old, and a lot of dedication, too.
Very disciplined for a kid.
So you are taking paddling seriously, obviously. Are you looking to come to the Clinton a lot and do other races and get together with some other paddlers that you know?
Yeah, I plan on doing the Clinton for quite a few years, and definitely paddling with different people to get my own experience different.
Well, that's awesome. It's good to see young people getting into this sport. Now, what is your grandson's name?
Jackson.
Jackson. Watching Grandpa paddle the canoe? How did you help him today?
Cheering for him.
You were cheering for him? I heard you were blowing a pretty loud horn.
Yeah.
Cute kids. Congratulations. You looked great when you came out of the canoe, out of the water. Was it an easier race because of the high water?
I'm sure it was definitely easier because of the high water. Also, it's my second year, so I planned on it being a little more comfortable at the finish. But the high water, yeah, definitely helped.
Dave, what about you? You've got a lot of experience on this river.
Yeah, we had a boat that was, we had a Corbin boat, and we chose to go with a more stable canoe, which definitely slowed us down probably 10 or 15 minutes in the race. But due to the experience level and, the high water, we decided to switch to that boat. I think it was a good choice. And we felt pretty good. We decided once we couldn't keep up with some of the pro boats, but we... Not the pro class, but some of the ones in our class, we decided, you know, just to paddle at a comfortable level and see what happened. We had a good finish. We had plenty of energy left at the end, and so it was a real good race. I'm very happy.
Why in the world would anybody buy a Corbin boat?
Well, I'll tell you, we recognize the name, I guess.
Congratulations to both of you, and good job today. 16-year-old first place finisher, and look forward to seeing you down here many years to come, Zach.
Thank you very much.
All right, we also have Mike Packard and Mike came in third place in the C1 Pro. Very impressive finish. Mike, you did it in 7 hours, 59 minutes, and 53 seconds. You stayed up with the first two there for a while, and you came off that river, and you were talking to me from the river. You had a really good race.
Yes, I did. I just tried keeping the boat moving, and I actually lost contact with the leaders shortly after Bassett Hospital, but I could see them for a ways. But they're just, those guys are just way fast. They're just way fast, and it would take a lot to stay with them. I was really hoping that they weren't as good technically down below Oneonta, but I think they are honestly a lot better technically than than I was and faster when they hit Oneana. They just seemed to, I made a couple minutes back, but, you know, over the course of 14 minutes, I mean, back to 12 minutes, you know, 12, 14, might as well be 20. You know?
Right. No, yeah. You, the other thing, too, is, you were third, so, and you were a good way ahead of the others in third. What, did it become a lonely race for you?
I was pretty happy being alone, because if there was nobody behind me, if I couldn't see anybody behind me, I knew I couldn't see anybody in front of me, and I was hoping that the guys behind me were going through the same thing I was going through, looking up river and not seeing anybody, too. So I tried to keep my gap that way. As mean as that sounds,
A race is a race. Now, let me ask you this. So you know this river inside and out like the back of your hand. From Saturday to today, did it do much changing? Because I know a lot of paddlers said it did drop.
It did drop. I think it may have dropped about a foot, but I never really paddled it on... Well, I paddled the upper part on Saturday, and it felt like my boat was on rails. It just was... It was beautiful. I mean, I didn't even have to lean to turn the boat. It was just on rails for the first 5 miles, and I said, this is going to be a blast. But I just... Everything that I ran down below, I had run with not much water, and it was just bigger water today than what it was. And I've just run it before with the big water, so I know, I've seen it at all levels, so I really don't need to run it. Just, you know, got to look out for a couple new maple trees in the river and stuff like that, the things that you don't count on.
So you're happy with your finish, and how many is this for you?
This is my 29th race, and I am definitely happy with my finish today. I haven't had a chance to go up on the award stand in a good number of years, and today I get to do that.
Mike Packard from Otigo, third place in the C1 Pro race. And the great thing for Mike, aside from going up on the award stand, is that he's got this one out of the way and he can become a 2100 Mile Club member next year. I'm sure you're looking forward to that.
Yes, that's going to be an interesting number. So I'm sure that's going to be a fun time getting that one done.
Do you have anything, Jim?
I have two more categories to report on, if I could do that. Okay. Two more categories that I-